Since they were earnestly seeking a way to accuse him, it was necessary to remove this possibility, for it was the one point on which they prided themselves. Therefore, to ensure they didn't have any advantage, it was essential to rectify this, because in other respects they were inferior. As I've stated, there is nothing that builds up worldly people more than receiving nothing from them. Therefore, the devil craftily used this tactic, especially when he wanted to harm them in other ways. But it seems to me even this was hypocrisy. Therefore, he didn't commend their good deeds, but mocked their prideful boasting, for they were also boasting about things they didn't possess. A person of noble spirit should not only refrain from boasting about what he doesn't have, but even what he does have, just as this blessed saint did, following the example of Abraham, who said, "But I am dust and ashes," because he had no sins to confess and shone with virtuous deeds. When he searched for something of which to accuse himself, he settled on his human nature, calling himself dust and adding ashes to it for emphasis. That's why another person questions, why is dust and ashes proud?